Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ben, the one thing that you're going to have to do for us is that I'm going to insert sound effects into this podcast after. Sometimes you're just going to have to pretend that you hear the music and feel the vibe.
Yeah. Do you want me to artificially comment on and go, wow, what an intro?
Not necessary, because I'm probably just going to steal like Final Fantasy music or something. Not going to lie. You've heard it all before.
I have, yeah. Hi, this is Clive Rossfield, and welcome to the GLHF podcast.
Hello and welcome to Game and Fortune, the show where the game is utter nonsense and the prize for our winner is exposure. Game 42. It's going well. It's going well. I love this.
What an intro.
I know, right?
What music.
Yeah.
I'm so immersed. Wow.
Game and Fortune is a shambles of a game show where GLHF staff and a special guest battle out to become the king or queen of video games. Players compete against each other to prove their video game knowledge, risking their lives and reputations in the process. The weak are sacrificed and the strong eat their corpses. Wow, okay, it's a bit brutal. Come with us as we spiral slowly into the abyss. I am your host, the reviled Dave Breens, and I'm here with the one and only Kirk McKeon, the judge, the spiky boy, and the King of Kong. Why is that in the script?
I've lost my mind.
Okay, fair enough. Today we are joined by Oliver Brandt.
Hi.
Ryan Woodrow.
Sponsored by Master Chief's Y-Front Briefs.
Man. Okay. All right. Georgina Young.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we're also joined by a very special guest, the annoyingly handsome Ben Starr. Ben is best known for playing Clive in Final Fantasy 16 and doing weirdly erotic reads in the character's voice on Twitter.
Yep. That's my career so far right there. The weirdly erotic reads. There it is.
How's life been since Final Fantasy 16 launch, Ben?
It's been good. It's been really good. I've had a bit of a laugh. Obviously, I'm very proud of being a part of Final Fantasy, but I think all the stuff after it's kind of been even more fun, really. That's you spend 4 years working on a game and you don't really know how it's going to be received. And fortunately, people enjoyed it. And now I get to kind of do the fun stuff, which is be an idiot. And I don't think Square Enix were quite ready for what I was willing to do with Clive Rossfield up to that point. But people have really kind of embraced it. And I quite enjoy being a bit of an internet chaos gremlin. It's been really, really fun. And I get to meet so many cool people, which I've really enjoyed. I've got to see a bit of the world. I'm living the dream, guys. It's silly. As a video game fan, it's mad. It's really mad to get to do this. So yeah, I'm having fun.
Well, you seem to be doing a good job. Like, you've definitely leaned into the fandom. I'll give you that much. You're also launching Natural 6. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. We launched a Kickstarter, to basically raise money. So to do a D&D actual play with me and Doug Cockle, who's the voice of Geralt of Rivia. Harry McIntyre is our amazing DM, who's the voice of Noah in Xenoblade, also from The Last Kingdom. Got Alex Jordan from Cyberpunk, who plays Mr. Hands. And then we've got the amazing Aoife Wilson and Holly Bennett from Eurogamer and PlayStation Access. But they are so brilliant, all of them. And we've Harry has created this world called Reliquiae, and we're about to go on a very crazy, silly journey with our characters that we've invented. It's joyful. It's really, really joyful, and everyone's willing to play. And we did a show at EGX, which was a riot in front of a packed out crowd. And we were quite worried because we all just went, let's just jump off a cliff and do this. And so far, the response has been really, really positive. And it's the beginning of a journey that hopefully is going to last for years.
That's awesome. How many of you had not played D&D before this?
So I would say Holly is the one who'd played it the least. And I would then probably say I'm the one who's played it the next least. And I am a big fan of just walking in with confidence and assuming that everything's going to go fine. and I also went, yes, I'm going to be a wizard. And Harry said, Ben, you've picked one of the hardest ones. And it's been great fun. It's been really great fun. And when I throw myself into something, I go all the way. So I'm so excited to learn. And I think that's maybe part of it. When you see these actual plays, a lot of them have been going on for years. And so we're trying to invite a new audience who haven't been enthused by the idea of Dungeons and Dragons, but have felt it to be a little bit impenetrable because, you know, you're coming in on a 5 or 6 year campaign. So yeah, we want people to get in on the ground floor and come along and learn with us. I keep talking about wanting to do like one of those retrospectives they do on Strictly Come Dancing, where they just say, look how bad you were at dancing to begin with. And then looking back, you know, and like, you couldn't even put one foot in front of the other, you useless dancer. And now I've made you into something amazing. And that's what I can't wait for us to see all the mistakes, you know, go back and think of the choices that we would make, you know, would have made had we known the things that we know. And there's so much fun to be had, and everyone knows their characters really, really well. And that's the fun part of it, really.
What was the funniest thing to happen to you while recording for Clive, Ben?
The funniest thing to happen to me? When I was recording, oh God, nothing funny happened. It was a horrible, dreary experience. And it was a joyless slog for 4 years. As people on the internet have gotten to know me, and when people spend time with me, they know I'm not a very serious person. So I would spend a lot of time playing around in the booth. I found it very amusing that I was playing a very serious character, but I'm not a very serious person. And so often I would kind of do what I would call the Dragon Quest read of the role. So I would do the line as it was going to be. And then I would imagine if Clive were actually the lead character of Dragon Quest 12. And so there are in the vaults somewhere, the Dragon Quest reads of my character. And also I don't know if I've said this before, but we got so far into it when we were doing the side quest that I'd have Sam Papworth, our lead audio engineer, play the Golden Girls theme music after we completed every single quest. and also it got to a point where the Golden Girls was so much a part of the way that we recorded Final Fantasy 16. There was a very, very dramatic scene just before the final boss fight, like the most dramatic scene in the game, just before the final boss fight of Final Fantasy 16. And there is a recording somewhere of my character going through emotional turmoil with the Golden Girls theme music in the background. Like there, someone did an edit, and there exists somewhere that edit of thank you for being a friend. So we had, yeah, I would say all of it has been fun and fortunately, I spent so much time in there that people didn't just become colleagues, they were friends. And we had so much fun doing the whole thing.
Before we move on with the show, can we get a little Dragon Quest read?
What would you like?
Dragon Quest Clive have introduced the show?
Okay, all right, okay. Hi, this is Clive, and welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, that's it. That's the one. Hell yeah.
Now that is an extra in a Harry Potter film, that is.
Yeah. That's brilliant.
It is. And that is not me, because most of the cast of Dragon Quest XI actually work on Final Fantasy 16 and they are completely wonderful. But I was so deep in the weeds on Dragon Quest when I was playing 16, so it was on the mind all the time. Mm. You know, I think I put like 120 hours into Dragon Quest XI. It's a beautiful, joyful romp.
I love that game.
The crafting in that I got obsessed with as well. The whole like having to time. It's just, you give me any sort of rhythm-based thing and crafting and I get really obsessed by it. But I love Dragon Quest. So there you go. There you go.
I think that line reads the best thing that's ever happened.
Thank you
to me,
so much. Thank you so much. Oh my God, I'm in so much trouble.
All right, Dave, you bacterium. On with the show.
Okay. This week we'll kick things off with Two Lies and a Truth. Our special guest will tell us two lies and a truth about their career, and the other three contestants each have one guess between them to figure out which one is true. The contestants get 1 point each if they win, but Roger will get 3 points.
No, not
if
Roger.
He wins.
Do it again.
Shit.
I can be it's Roger. I can be Roger.
Real. That's it. That's exactly how he sounded. Yeah.
That's me right here. Oh my. I'm Roger.
Keep it in because you want to get that. You want to get that amazing. Why? You're going to miss out on that great impression from Red Dead. Come on, then maybe I'll be Red Dead 3. This is an opportunity.
My name's Ben.
Sorry, while we're cutting this anyway, I only just realised from Dave's intro that Ben's the guy from That's Me, Mario. That
really is me, yeah. Yeah. And, genuinely, this is what we should be talking about. Not Clive. We should be talking about the Mario audition. I went to PAX and I was ridiculously famous for that one video. Yeah, I looked around and it was like I was the celebrity at EG at PAX because of that video. No one cared about Clive.
The contestants will get 1 point each if they win, but Ben will get 3 points if he wins.
All right, let's hear your two lies and one truth.
Okay. These are not from my career in video games. These are from my career in life.
Mm,
okay. Nice. I'm allergic to bananas. When I was a child, I used to pretend as though I was presenting a television show whenever I went to the toilet. I had never eaten a Big Mac until I was 33 years old.
Two are food-based.
It's two lies, one truth.
Is it two lies, one truth?
Oh, not again.
This is happening twice. This has happened now.
It's all right. Is the one lie there, Ben?
There is one lie, yeah.
Okay. Which one's the lie, people?
For fuck's sake.
Can we ask Ben for follow-up? I'm allergic to bananas. I want to know more about this. Is there a humorous story where you ate a banana
and almost
when
died?
You discovered this? Yeah.
A humorous story where I ate a banana and I nearly died and went into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah,
it's a humorous, it's a fun story. When I was a kid, I ate a banana and then I went into hospital and I nearly died. Yeah. And we were like, what laughs.
Classic Ben Japes.
It's just, that's so me. Is Ben in A&E again? Yeah, he's allergic to bananas still.
don't know why he keeps eating them.
Why does he do it? He does it for the bants. He does it for the memes. That is just a thing that happened to me, unfortunately. I never really, if I would eat fruit when I was a kid, it would be like apples and stuff. Apples and pears. I would eat the stairs, everyone. And then one day I just had a banana, I think, as a kid. And then I had to go to A&E and I had to have my stomach pumped and everything. And they were like, I don't know what it is in bananas that I'm allergic to. It's just like a thing in bananas, so I don't go anywhere near it.
I think that one's probably true because there's not much extrapolation to it. And when you lie, you just keep adding more.
I was going to say, it's a very boring life. That's
also a very common allergy, so...
That one might be true.
So, yeah.
And then Big Macs. Big Macs as well. I think that's not uncommon to not eat one until you're old.
Had a Big Mac. Not...
Well, I'm also mid-30s, but I'm just like, yeah.
I remember the time when I...
Happy
Meals until 33.
But that's it. It just says I never had a Big Mac, not I never been to McDonald's. So, like, I don't know. Mm. I very rarely order a Big Mac when I go to McDonald's.
I looked at Uber Eats the other day and the top three products were 20 chicken nuggets, 6 chicken nuggets and 4 chicken nuggets.
Nice.
So I don't think it's unusual.
And you don't get a toy with a Big Mac.
That's also true.
What was the second one again?
Oh, when I was a kid, I would pretend to present a TV show whenever I sat on the toilet.
Right.
Okay. So
are you?
What I'm imagining here is you're sitting on the toilet and you're imagining that there's like a desk in front of you, and you're like, what was the show? What show were you presenting? That's what I want to know.
It was called Catchphrase. I wasn't very inventive.
I love Catchphrase.
And do you want me to sing the song as well?
There's a song.
I would love that.
Of course.
Yes, it's a TV show. It has to have an intro.
Oh, yes.
It's the time for Catchphrase. It's the time when it's the crime. It's the time for Catchphrase.
So was Catchphrase a show?
It's not even the Catchphrase theme song. It's his own theme song.
The Catchphrase theme song's not lyrical. Show. Oh, I see. Yeah, it's legally distinct from Catchphrase, the British television show.
The actual TV show, yeah.
I wasn't presenting Catchphrase. It was actually more like a kind of a Michael Parkinson-style show. And I'd pretend to interview various guests.
Oh, I see.
Mainly at that time, it was like the Spice Girls. I would mainly just be interviewing the Spice Girls every week. I went to the toilet. You know, that weekly time I went to the toilet, you know.
Was this show for ones and twos or only when you're sat down?
It was, so TV shows can only be presented once I'm doing a number two, yeah. Right. That would be really fun.
Because there wouldn't be enough time to do a whole show with number ones, you know?
Exactly. And also just like, I don't want to piss on the Spice Girls, you know? I want to hide
but you will
the
shit
title
on
of
them.
The episode.
I'm not shitting.
I mean,
it's good, isn't it?
I'll be honest, I fully believe that. That strikes me as a thing that a kid would do and never tell anyone their whole lives until they come on this shitty podcast.
But I used to do that, but it would be like not on the toilet. It would be like when I'm using a tape to record songs and then I would talk in the middle like I'm the radio presenter.
You'd ruin the song.
I just don't think there's enough time when you're sat down on the toilet to do it.
Okay, team, what are we thinking?
I think that one's the lie.
You think the toilet one's the lie?
The TV show one.
Yeah, that's my opinion.
What are you thinking, Ryan?
The toilet one, it's the same trap I fell into last time with Roger. It's like, he was really detailed with the toilet one. I was like, that's such...
Roger also has a toilet one?
No.
He also presented Catchphrase?
Yeah, he was just very detailed with a story. And then
yeah, he was very detailed with his story and it turned out to be a lie. So yeah. Now I'm looking at Ben's, I'm thinking, but that's a really detailed story and I believe it. It's totally a thing.
Yeah, but the thing is, actors are so good at bullshitting. Like, that's their job.
But the other ones are just really straightforward. Like, I'm allergic to bananas, I've not eaten a Big Mac. I think the Big Mac one's the lie. But Oliver, you have casting vote.
I think the Big Mac one's a lie as well. Yeah.
If
I
we
think
lose.
Bananas being a super common allergy checks out.
If we lose, you can totally say I told you so. It's fine, George.
Okay, that's my catchphrase.
Big reveal time then, Ben.
The lie is that I'm allergic to bananas.
Oh.
I knew it. I used to host TV shows as a kid, not on the shitter, but
yes, I knew the banana one was a lie anyway, because when you're allergic to something, don't they just inject you? They don't pump your stomach, do they?
It depends.
They do if you're a dog.
No, they can pump your stomach.
Okay.
They'd pump your stomach if you didn't know that they were allergic to something. So, like, they...
Yeah,
I mean, listen, I say this as though that actually happened to me as a child. It didn't happen, guys. It's not real.
What did you reckon of Big Macs after you had it?
I don't like Big Mac sauce. I don't like Big Macs. So it's just one of those things. Like, I wish you well. I wish everyone on the Big Mac journey and the Big Mac train, please enjoy it. I'm always going to go and I'm going to get myself some nugs. And I'm probably going to get myself a triple cheeseburger.
There you go. That's the right choice. I don't like burgers with vegetables in them. I want all the meats all the time.
All the meats all the time. Yeah, I go into Shake Shack. Other burger places are available. This is not sponsored. I go into Shake Shack and I will order a triple cheeseburger. A triple cheeseburger is not on the menu. They look at me like I'm crazy. And every time I have to explain to the server, yes, I would like more meat in my burger. And... That's the story of me with burgers. Put that in the podcast. God, this is the content you wished for when you asked me on. Isn't
I'm
it?
All about this.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Well, that round went well. I'm happy. I'm assuming everyone else is. This week's theme is Final Fantasy. Sorry, Ben.
Apology accepted.
And next up, we've got Buzzword, our quickfire quiz. In this round, the judge reads out questions and the contestants have to buzz in to answer them. Correct answers get 1 point, and the other contestants are able to buzz in if the person before them gets a question wrong. Unfortunately, the judge spent the budget we had aside for buzzers and a life-size statue of Karl Marx, so each contestant will need to select a word to represent their buzzer. Finally, a reasonable purchase from the judge.
Thank you.
Ollie, what is your buzzword?
Mic. On there.
Fantastic.
I'm looking at things in front of me. There's a mic. That'll do.
Yep.
Pathetic.
Yep. Brian, is that yours?
It can be. No.
No. Okay. That, oh.
No, mine, go on. Mine is, you mentioned Xenoblade earlier. I thought of Xenoblade quotes. I'm going to go for the one, the character that's closest to my name. So my buzzword is, it's Ryan time.
Ugh. That's really long.
Like, so he's always yourself... too long.
Yeah.
Okay, George, I know that you're going to have a great one.
Yeah, so it's Final Fantasy. I wanted to show off one of my favourite characters, the Moogles, and I'm going to be Koopal.
Nice. That's very good.
They don't actually say it. They just say it in the text. So I've made up the sound, but I hope you enjoy
it. In some games, they say
license,
it.
Yeah.
They do say it.
Yeah, they're just like, I want to help
you, Koopal.
This
is why you should play Final Fantasy 16, George.
Oh, well, there you go.
But if you were gonna say it, how would it sound to you? If you were going to make the noise, what would the noise be?
That's what the Moogle sounds like.
That's it. Koopal. Well, yeah, they make like little sounds.
Give us the
they?
Noise. Give us the yeah. Give us the noise.
Ooh.
Yeah, perfect.
That's like the noise. I hope you enjoyed that.
That is what I was hoping for. Yeah, yeah. Nailed it. You've absolutely nailed it.
Right, Ben, you're going to blow all of those buzzwords out the water, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was thinking of going for something like really topical, like banana. Now. I'm going to because I play I don't know if I've mentioned this before, I play Clive Rossfield in Final Fantasy 16. I'm going to use his phrase, which is forevermore.
Which is a
Rosarian. Yeah.
I'm That's more syllables that. Than mine. Have a go at him, Kurt. Come on.
Yeah, but it's like it rolls off the tongue better, don't it?
Forevermore.
Yeah. Kirk, do you want to take away the questions?
I'll take it away. Right, question one. How many Sephiroths are there in Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Oh, good ball. I've not played the remake, but the original, there is one. So I'm going to say the remake is two.
Incorrect. Does anyone else want to take
Rhyme it? Time. An yeah. infinite number of Sephiroths.
No.
That was a
Forevermore.
Go on,
There's
Ben.
One Sephiroth.
Nope.
Mike.
Yeah?
I'm just going to say, because it's Tetsuya Nomura, it's 13. Right? There's 13 Sephiroths.
There are four Sephiroths.
I want to see the homework on this
what?
One.
What's the math there, please?
What is the remake doing? Like,
No. What's Kirk doing? We need to narrow down who's to blame here.
Listen, I look this up.
So is this your headcanon? This isn't fact. This is you just
no,
like
this is true.
Charlie
this
Day
is true.
In Always Sunny.
Listen. There's an interview about it, and they're like, oh, yeah, there's four Sephiroths. So there's the Sephiroth who's in Cloud's dreams, and then there's the Sephiroth at the end of the game who only appears once.
Yeah.
There's the Sephiroth in the alt timeline, and there's another fucking Sephiroth. I don't know which one it is.
The one in the jelly.
So who said it in what interview?
I would say, if you were to put that theory on the internet, you would get some comments.
I mean, it's going on the internet. I mean, Nomura said it. You know,
all right.
The people who take pictures of Sephiroth, are they called the Sephirati?
Nice.
That sounds like a secret order of Sephiroth that ruled the world from the shadows.
Actually, that does, doesn't it? Let's write it.
Okay. All right. I think Ben's got this next one. Name a Final Fantasy summon whose
Forever.
First syllable...
I didn't know what was going on. Oh.
There was an extra condition.
There was more conditions. I shouldn't have said anything. I regret everything.
Do you want me to keep going?
Yeah.
No, he's got a guess now.
He's got a guess.
What did we hear? Okay, what did we hear
you,
up to that
you
point?
Heard, name a Final Fantasy summon whose first syllable.
Good question. Carbuncle.
No.
You know what? I think good guess, honestly. That was pretty close.
It was, yeah. Is the name of a popular FPS game and second, a mode of public transportation.
Oh my god.
Where did these questions come from?
My
I think
brain.
We're going to have to timer it.
Rhyme time.
Yeah.
Okay, Ryan, here we go.
I'm going to take a guess. You said popular FPS and a mode of transportation, yeah? COD bus.
I like it. He's on the right train.
Come to me, COD bus.
Isn't it the first syllable only is the same thing? I can't even think of an FPS that's got the same name as a bus.
Why have we just assumed that it's a bus, though?
The first syllable is the name of an FPS. The second syllable...
I know what it is. Can I say it, please?
Yeah, go on.
It's Doom
I'm
going to
give you a point, though.
This quiz is a farce. It is an absolute farce.
Trust me, we know. We're three episodes in.
I love it.
Which was the first Final Fantasy game to have save points?
Koopa.
Mike.
George?
This is George, yeah.
Four, I think.
Well done. Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay. In Final Fantasy VIII, what does GF stand for?
Forevermore.
Koopa.
Ben.
Guardian Force.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
No GF?
No. Which Final Fantasy game was the first to show blood?
Round time.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I want to give that one to Oliver, honestly.
Yeah, sorry, Ryan.
I want to say Final Fantasy 3.
It's all right, you've got it, Ryan.
All right, have I got the 9?
Yeah. No.
No.
Can I try?
Yeah.
Forevermore. Is it Type 0?
No.
No.
George, you want to throw a guess in?
We'll just say numbers, isn't it? 10.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
It was 7.
Seven has blood.
That corridor of blood after you break out of jail. The corridor of blood.
Yeah, I was just thinking, when you stab people, like, Aerith don't have no blood on her or anything.
No,
so
it's
like,
that corridor scene. They changed it in the remake to purple.
Yeah,
goop,
that's why they changed it to goop.
That makes sense.
Sure.
Love goop.
Sure.
What do you need to do to be able to get the Knights of the Round Summer materia in Final Fantasy VII? Hello?
You need to breed a golden chocobo.
Yes, you do. Well done, George.
Yeah, I never did it. I did.
It's great, isn't it? I think it's what the Knights would want, which is eugenics. It's like they really want it. You need to breed the ultimate species. It's a troubling trophy when you think about it. But we got it in the end.
When I was a kid, we were really poor, so I couldn't. There was a magazine with like the guide for how to breed a golden chocobo in the shop, and I was like, I can't afford this, but I could afford a pencil and a piece of paper, so I just stood in the shop and wrote from the guide. Which three Final Fantasy games were handed a mature rating by the ESRB?
Goodbye.
Forevermore. Mm.
George?
I think 16 were. I'm going to guess... No, it's not. I can see Ben's face now. I'll go 16, 13, and 7, I guess, then, because it's close up killing.
Forevermore.
No.
Yeah, feels like a trick question almost.
God, Forevermore.
By the way, I'm including games.
Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin, Type 0, and 16.
Well done. Nice.
Well, I think that's unfair.
I don't care, George.
Those are not Final Fantasy games.
Oh, okay.
That honestly doesn't matter at all.
They've got Final Fantasy in the name.
Listen, if we had to stick to the mainline games for the entire episode, like the Metacritic round would be a shit show.
Okay.
It's got a point.
All right. At the end of that round, Ben's got 5 points, George has got 2, and Ryan and Oliver are fuck all.
I got way more than 2 questions.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you definitely didn't.
You answered all
of them. You answered more than that, but
there was a lot of wrong answers in there.
Fair point.
Oh, I think you were wonderful in that round. I really thought you were wonderful.
Ben.
So
thank you
for being a part of it.
I thought you were very good too.
Me. Thank you. What a team, Kirk.
It's my job to be mean to George on this podcast, by the way.
Hit us with the scores, Kirk.
I just did.
What?
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but hit us again because I'm in the lead.
Oh, yeah,
Tell us more about why I'm winning. Go on, describe how it feels.
It's a good thing that I'm not participating in it. But everyone else is going to participate in this next game, which is called Summoning Circle. Starting with the person who is currently in last place.
That's Ryan or Oliver, so we'll go Oliver.
Each contestant must say the name of a Final Fantasy summon without hesitation when it's their turn in sequence. If they hesitate, they are killed by the judge and get fewer points.
Okay, so we'll start with Oliver, then Ryan, then George, then Ben, and then back to Oliver again. So just say the name of a Final Fantasy summon as quick as you can. Move on to the next person. Oliver?
Shiva.
Ryan?
Titan.
George?
Doom Train.
Ben?
Carbuncle.
Oliver?
Chocobo.
Right. Oh, no, it's not right. It's not right. No, I know it's... the real name. It's not right.
What's not right? It's Fat Chocobo.
Chocobo
isn't,
isn't one. I know what he's talking about. I know what it is.
Okay, okay, okay. Let me defend this because it definitely
oh,
is.
Oh, no, no, you can't interrupt the game.
Look, if we're including spin-offs, World of Final Fantasy counts, which means that Chocobo is 100% a summon. You can summon it in World of Final Fantasy. So,
I'll let Ryan.
Ollie has the list in front of him. He knows. He has a list open of summons. Yeah. He would know.
Go on, Ryan.
Leviathan.
George.
Chocomog.
Ben.
Brothers.
Ollie.
Ixion.
Ryan.
Shiva.
We already had it.
That's a double. Oh, that's a double.
Shit.
Someone kill Ryan for me.
Ryan, you're dead.
Okay. Ow.
All right, it's George now.
Ifrit.
Ben?
Alexander.
Ollie.
Yojimbo.
George.
Knights of the Round Table.
I'll let you have it. Round table at the end. Ben?
Anima.
Ollie.
Rama.
George?
I think I'm out, sorry.
You get 1 point though, George. Okay, Ben.
Eden.
Ollie.
No, I'm out too. Oh,
2 points to Ollie then and 3 to Ben. Nice.
Good stuff. Okay.
I never use the summons. They take too long.
Good thing you didn't play Final Fantasy 16. You'd have hated it.
Kirk, you got a score update for us.
I have. At the end of that round, Ben has 8 points, George has 3, Oliver has 2, and Ryan has 0.
Wow, Ryan.
Look, you've got to have a jobber to make everyone else look good. That's how it works. It's an important role.
All right. Okay. Next up is a quick round of ticking tag. Each of you has 1 minute to choose a video game character you'd want to team up with in a situation chosen by the judge.
This week, to continue our Final Fantasy theme, I want you to choose a video game character who could take Sephiroth in a fight. And you've got a minute to argue your point. Ben, since you're first, I'm going to put you at a disadvantage and make you go first, I'm afraid.
Just any video game character?
Any video game character. You've got to argue your point why... And you've got a minute. Are you ready?
No, I haven't even thought of this at all. This is absolute madness.
That's I'm the point.
They know how I feel.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, great. I've got it.
He's got it. Right. Go.
Mario. There is absolutely no way that Mario loses to anyone in any way. Like, it just...
Objection.
Oh,
no, I can't do that.
No, you can't. What the hell, George?
Wrong round.
No objections, John. You sit down.
Sustained. I rest my case, Your Honour. let's just say this, Mario. There is no way that, in his most powerful form, that Sephiroth could do anything to him. He is canonically, I think, the most powerful video game character. Just by the nature of, like, if Sephiroth is coming into the Mushroom Kingdom, there's just no way that Mario loses. I just think the physics and the laws of Mario's world. Also, you know, the most famous character always survives. And he is not just the most famous character in video games. He's probably one of the most famous characters in all of fiction. There is no way that the audience would let him lose, that the narrative would let him lose. He is just the most powerful plumber in the business. Sephiroth could stab him a million times, but he'd always woohoo his way out of it. So
that's it.
There you go. That's it.
Can we hear like Ben's Mario impression to finish that off? Sorry.
Fuck you, Sephiroth. It's me, Mario.
I want to say that I feel like it was a very good argument, but also on the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate tier list, Sephiroth is an A-plus tier, and I think you'll find that Mario is only an A tier.
Also, Sephiroth's introduction trailer for Smash Bros. Was him stabbing Mario.
And no, yet, but there was Mario a joke. Lived. It was a gag. It was a
Mario
gag,
lived, survived that moment.
Because Sephiroth was merciful.
No.
All right.
Hubris
George,
always
next.
Fails.
Okay, so I now that Dave's brought up the Smash Brothers tier list, I'm shaking because I picked another Smash Brothers character. But I was going to pick Bayonetta because Bayonetta can summon demons from the underworld as well as from the heavens. You know, I know that Sephiroth has Meteora, but when you can control the heavens and hell, then you can, like, you know, wiggle your way out of that one. Also, Bayonetta, her power comes from her hair. And as we know, Sephiroth's another one of his main characteristics is his lovely locks. And when you can, you know, when you can take power over hair, you just strangle him with his own hair. I don't see the issue there. I think Bayonetta's got it right in the bag. She can do range, she can do melee, and she has her own summons as well, with all the things. The clock tower, if anyone played Bayonetta 3, which you all should, the clock tower is like so overpowered. It's just the clock tower that comes up in the middle. Put that straight up through the one-winged angel form of Sephiroth. Dead. That's it. End.
Perfect. That was a minute. Exactly a minute. Good work.
It's a great answer.
Bayonetta's B-tier, but I like everything else about it.
All right. Next up, Oliver.
All right. I'm going to say... this is terrible. I'm going to say Donald Duck.
I knew it.
I'm sorry. I had to, it. Right?
I it's knew like, it.
So, like, the thing about Donald Duck, right, is that, like, yeah, he's just, like, a regular cartoon duck, right? But he is also literally the most powerful mage in the history of the Final Fantasy series. He uses
technically not
of
true
flare.
Now, by the way. Not true
technically
now.
Not true now. He's tied, but, you know, still up there. Tied for the best mage ever. He has so much power that he was able to cast Zeta Flare, which is like one of the most powerful spells that has ever been cast in the Final Fantasy series. And even when he did die in Kingdom Hearts 3, that's spoilers for anybody who hasn't played it. Even when he
thank
did
you for
die,
saying that afterwards, by the way. I'll forget. I'll make sure I forget that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Even when he did die, he had his friends who were willing to, like, literally bend time to bring him back to life. And I can't imagine that if he died again in a battle against Sephiroth, he would not, you know, just come back to life.
You can't bend time on this podcast, mate.
Okay, overall, good argument, but King DDD is D tier.
And they're the same character.
Ryan, it's all up to you.
Right, the problem with you guys' things is you've all brought mortals to a god fight. That's why I'm bringing another god to this battle, Arceus from Pokemon. He's got, like, all the powers of all the different elemental types, so any weaknesses he can exploit. He can summon the beings of space and time and the underworld to fight alongside him. Ain't no way Sephiroth's combating that. I see the rest of my time.
Unfortunately, you know, Arceus is in Super Smash Bros., but Sephiroth can counter him by catching the Pokeball and then throwing it off stage.
Also, Bayonetta is not immortal.
Yeah, and you also went for 27 seconds. So.
Yeah, you should have thought that one through.
It's the quality of the argument, not the quantity of the argument.
Okay.
I disagree.
I feel like it was a good selection of arguments, but only one person can be the winner, and it's decided by Kirk, unfortunately. So
it is. I think George takes it this time, followed by Ben, then Oliver, then Ryan. I'm sorry, Ryan.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not.
I'm pleased Ryan came last. It makes
me
happy.
Me too.
I didn't know it was so easy for me to draw people's ire.
you did this before as well.
No, I didn't.
At least you got one point.
Roger was rooting for me.
I really like you, Ryan. I think
turn it around now. Now everybody's
just the contrarian.
Listen, now I'm going to be toying with you like a cat plays with its tiny little ball of wax.
No,
those wax balls are those
you
cat
can
balls.
Say that.
You can say that all you want, but I know it's just now I'm the underdog. Suddenly it's not good to be shitting on me.
Yeah.
Lining up for the clean sweep, ain't we, Ryan? Lining up for the clean sweep.
It's been intense, but we got to move on to the next game, which is Funnel Fantasy. Okay, what sort of name is that? Funnel Fantasy?
Because it's a tongue twister.
Is it? A round where the judge gives you a tongue twister and the person who can keep it going the longest before messing it up wins. I'm so sorry, George.
Yeah.
I'm not good with talking.
do you know who I reckon's going to be really bad at this? I think Ryan's going to be really bad at this.
Oh, I think
so. I hope so.
Because none of us like Ryan, right?
Yeah.
Don't tell him. But it's in the video game voice acting world, no one likes Ryan. We all talk about Ryan behind his back, and we all say we're going to go on this podcast and we're going to make him look stupid, and he is going to be so embarrassed about it. And Roger and I discuss this, and now every other actor I speak to is going to be like, ridicule Ryan. Good luck, Ryan.
That's great. Thank you, Ben. I feel the love. I really do coming from you. I appreciate the luck.
I feel like Ryan should go first.
Yeah, let's make Ryan go first.
It gives you the advantage going first. Yeah, so you should.
Yeah, that's right. No time to think about things. That's what gives you the advantage.
I'll tell you the tongue twister.
No, because you go slowest and it gets faster, isn't it?
You've got to say it as fast as you can, as sustained as you can, for as long as you can. The tongue twister, though, is proud cloud found a shroud in a mound.
Okay.
Ryan, you ready?
Yeah.
Your time starts now.
Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a
mound.
Oh, did I say it?
You said shroud.
8 seconds for Ryan.
I have an unfair advantage here. Disadvantage, I guess. Because I'm Australian. Yeah, it's barely even English. I mean, like...
Don't worry about it. Australians barely have English.
Sorry, just say it at a steady pace rather than going fast.
Don't.
And you'll pass 8 seconds and it'll be fine.
Shut the fuck up, Ryan.
It's not my fault you can't design a game properly.
I'm going to design a new job for you in a bit.
That's fucking right in about
that really.
Yes,
not really
got
it out.
Absolutely got him there. Shots fired. Oh. You could have said anything there. I'm going to design it. And what options went through your head when you paused in between? I'm going to design a new.
I don't know. I could have said a new face, but I thought that was a bit too harsh. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Give us some proud clouds then.
All right. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. 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 Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound.
You stopped. I'm sorry.
I had to breathe. Fuck off.
No, you got to take your breaths while you're doing it. Come on.
You got to inhale while speaking, apparently, George. You got.
I can't speak. I don't know about doing the inhaling at the same time.
Well, I believe in you, okay?
Right. You ready? You've put your money on the wrong horse.
Go.
Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Plow
cloud.
Word it, plowed. Cloud crowd.
It's another 8 seconds. Oliver got 10. So you've got to do longer than 10 seconds to win, Ben.
I'm quite nervous about this because I'm not very good at these. Okay.
That makes it more fun.
But talking's your job.
Yeah. So imagine how embarrassing it's going to be when I don't. That's why I'm nervous, George. That's why I'm nervous. Okay,
George, the fact that we're all here right now talking means that talking is our job as well. So,
it's being a funny little japester.
I'm just a little trickster. I'm just a little fun time person. Okay.
Right, go.
Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud found a shroud in a mound. Proud cloud.
No! Oh, 7 seconds.
Not lost.
Before the final game, do you want to give us that score update?
Yep, so Ben's in the lead with 13 points. George is second with 9. Oliver is third with 7. And Ryan has got a despicable 3.
On the board.
On the board, indeed. And you just might make it back in the final round, which is Rate Your Stars Right. The judge will choose 12 games, and you have to guess whether the next game in the sequence has a higher or lower Metacritic rating. You get 1 point for each game guessed correctly, but it's passed on to the next player when you get one wrong. Kurt, take it away.
Yeah, we always start with the loser, which is Ryan, as usual. So he gets a chance to redeem himself.
I get a chance to do a Marco.
With a clean sweep.
Clean sweep. Just like last week. Marco proved it's possible.
Yeah,
he did.
All right. So the first game is Final Fantasy 16, which, did you know, Ben was actually in?
Oh, was he? Shit, really?
Really? Yes, yeah. The guy from the That's Me Mario meme.
Yeah. Oh, that's me, yeah. You played Sid.
I did, yeah.
Oh, right.
You played Ralph Ineson.
Yeah, I did. I'm very versatile.
Oh, you played mid.
Final Fantasy 16 has a Metacritic score of 87. And the next game in the sequence is Final Fantasy 15 Royal Edition.
Okay.
Is it higher or lower?
That's a tough one, because I know 15 is polarizing. I don't think there's going to be many points in it. 87 seems quite high. I don't think 15's like 88 or 89. Maybe it is though. Lower.
Yep.
Hey.
You got it. All right. Is Final Fantasy 13 higher or lower than 15 Royal Edition?
That's an even tougher one, because 13's also lower.
It is.
Hey.
Clean sweep.
Shut up.
Let's
is go. Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion higher or lower than Final Fantasy 13?
I think I'm going to say recency bias says higher.
Incorrect.
Ollie's okay. So happy. Ollie has been waiting for his opportunity. The smile. Come on.
Right, Ollie. Is Final Fantasy VIII higher or lower than Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion?
Higher, surely.
Yes. Is Final Fantasy X higher or lower than Final Fantasy VIII?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Is this like the original release or the HD one?
Original.
Lower then.
Incorrect.
What?
Okay, George.
Sorry, I was going to say, George gets to play this round this time.
Yeah.
I know!
Okay, is Final Fantasy XIV Stormblood higher or lower than Final Fantasy X?
When did the... Oh, it's a DLC, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an expansion.
Okay, so it's not when it originally came out. I'll go higher then.
Incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Ben, it's your time to shine.
Great.
Is Final Fantasy XIV Heavensward higher or lower than Final Fantasy XIV Stormblood?
That's a really good question. I think Heavens was lower.
It is. Did you see his media training kick in then? That's a really good question. Good stalling tactic.
I feel both challenged and excited by that question. Thank you.
Is Final Fantasy XII higher or lower than Final Fantasy XIV Heavensward?
Higher.
Yes. Is Final Fantasy VII Remake higher or lower than Final Fantasy XII?
Lower.
Yes. Is Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker higher or lower
higher.
Than Final Fantasy VII? Fuck. Jesus Christ.
Do you know what, Kirk? You said it's going to be a Metacritic round with all the Final Fantasies. Just typed it in, pulled it up. Ben was here.
I just like Metacritic scores. I live for this. This is my life. What have I been doing with the past few months? This, just on Metacritic, absorbing the scores.
Is Final Fantasy IX higher or lower than Final Fantasy XIV Endwalker?
Higher.
Yes. Last one. Bring it home, Ben. Is Final Fantasy VI higher or lower than Final Fantasy IX?
Lower.
Fucking hell, he's God done
damn.
It.
Oh, yeah.
He's done it.
My favourite thing with that round is the longer someone's streak gets of getting things right, the more frustrated Kirk's gets that they're getting it right.
Kirk's gets.
Oh, yeah. I made one slip up. Fuck you.
This is not the tongue twister round, Kirk.
Listen, I changed my tune. Everyone says nice stuff about Ryan. You guys are mean to my best friend.
That's right. That's it, Ben.
Come on, Ryan. Let's go somewhere else. Let's go to a different podcast. Let's start our own podcast.
Let's do it. With Blackjack.
Ben, if you don't know, we're just jealous of Ryan's youth. He's about 18. And that's the story.
I'm not 18.
And hair.
I'm the hair.
Yeah. Okay. Kirkles, would you like to add up the scores for this week's episode?
Yep. So Ben takes it with 19 points.
Wow.
George is next with 9. Oliver with 8. And Ryan with a pathetic 5.
Same as last time. Consistency.
Yeah, last place consistency too.
Ben ran away with it, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was a trouncing.
It was. Do you want to give us a little acceptance speech, Ben?
And also tell me how good the music playing right now is.
The music just amps me up, but it also chills me out depending on the music that I can't or may not be hearing right now. It's just I don't know, it's a vibe. And to be honest, this whole thing, guys, has just been a vibe. My acceptance speech is thank you so much. It would have been professionally embarrassing if I hadn't done well in this, because I talk about how much I like Final Fantasy, and if it turns out I've been lying to you this whole time, no media training could have saved me for the embarrassment that this would have caused. So thank you for preserving my reputation as a person who at least knows a little bit about Final Fantasy. Thank you, but fuck you, Ryan.
I can see this is going to be a recurring theme for every episode
It is.
One of these days, I'm going to hit a topic that's right up my alley, and it will be glorious.
Is that topic being a loser, Ryan? Because that's the topic you definitely like.